Hello, friends. Welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm an 8-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor, a mom, and an integrative nutrition health coach. After cancer, I wanted more than just survival. So I built the healing roadmap that I couldn't find. Now I guide survivors and cancer-conscious humans to detox, rebuild, and thrive. Today's a solo episode, and I'm sharing with you my favorite anti-cancer breakfast that I swear by. That's right, I share with you what I eat almost every morning and why I eat it. I include all the anti-cancer benefits and research-backed information. I think you will love this episode. It's something a little different, and it's packed with amazing information. Now grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Today I'm sharing the exact anti-cancer breakfast that I swear by. It's the breakfast I've been eating for so long because it works, because it lowers inflammation, because it supports balanced blood sugar, and because every single ingredient is real whole food, nothing processed, nothing artificial, and nothing inflammatory. This is the meal that helped me rebuild my body, heal my energy, and support remission. And it's backed by science, not by trends. So let's dive in. Before I break down each ingredient, I really want to explain why breakfast is such a powerful opportunity for prevention and for overall good health. When you start the day with real whole foods, quality protein, healthy fats, fiber-rich plants, and zero processed ingredients, you're sending your body a very clear message. We are safe, we are nourished, we can heal. A balanced breakfast stabilizes blood sugar, which lowers inflammation and protects your hormones, supports detoxification, and calms the stress response. Chronic blood sugar spikes are linked to higher inflammation and accelerated cell damage, two things that cancer loves. And the truth is, ultra-processed breakfast foods like cereals, granola bars, pastries, and flavored yogurts give you calories without nutrients. Whole foods give you vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and phytonutrients your cells actually recognize. Now let's break down the exact breakfast I eat and why every part of it is deeply intentional. So I cook with pasture-raised eggs and I cook them in a small amount of grass-fed butter. And here's why. It's very cancer protective. Eggs are one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. They contain choline, critical for methylation and detox pathways, selenium, which is anti-cancer antioxidant, vitamin D, which is great for immune regulation and is anti-inflammatory, and eggs contain high-quality protein, which repairs cells and supports stable blood sugar. I cook it in grass-fed butter because it contains anti-inflammatory omega-3s, CLA, which research shows has anti-cancer properties, and fat that helps you absorb fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamins A, D, E, and K. This combination gives your body stable, slow-burning energy instead of the spike crash cycle. So as I'm scrambling my eggs, I also throw in some wild-caught salmon into my stainless steel pan. Here's why. Wild salmon is one of the richest sources of omega-3 fatty acids. It's proven to reduce inflammation and slow cancer cell proliferation. High quality protein as well. It balances blood sugar and supports detox enzymes. And it also contains selenium, which supports DNA repair. And something else that I really want to mention about omega-3s is that they literally change the inflammatory environment around your cells. They help turn off pathways that allow cancer cells to thrive. Pretty amazing, right? So I saute the wild-caught smoked salmon and transfer everything into a bowl. I then add raw broccoli sprouts on top of it. This is the secret weapon because it's so anti-cancer. Broccoli sprouts contain sulforaphane, one of the most researched compounds for cancer prevention. Sulforaphane has been shown to boost detox pathways, help damaged cells self-destruct, which is called apoptosis, block angiogenesis, the blood supply that tumors need to grow, lowers inflammation at the cellular level, and supports glutathione production, your master antioxidant. Raw is key, and cooking destroys sulforaphane. This is one of the most potent anti-cancer foods on the earth, and I eat it every single day. So picture my little breakfast bowl. I have it with eggs, cooked with smoked salmon, and I top it off with broccoli sprouts, and now sauerkraut. And here's why sauerkraut is a complete staple in my diet. It's a fermented food. Fermented foods rebalance the gut microbiome, reduces inflammation, strengthens immune function, and supports digestion and nutrient absorption. And since 70% of the immune system lives in the gut, a healthy microbiome directly supports cancer protection. Sauerkraut also contains natural enzymes that help your body break down and absorb the nutrients from my eggs and salmon even better. On the side of my breakfast bowl, I then have like a small cup of coconut kefir and berries, or sometimes I swap berries for pomegranates or kiwi. Here's why it's beneficial. And please note, I don't eat dairy. If I did eat dairy, I would do an organic grass-fed kefir or an A2 kefir instead of coconut kefir, okay? But coconut kefir is great. It's rich in probiotics, beneficial yeast, and enzymes. These support gut healing and reduced inflammation and improves digestion, stronger immunity, and better blood sugar regulation. A balanced gut equals a balanced inflammatory response. And berries, pomegranates, or kiwi, these are amazing for our bodies, you guys. These fruits are low glycemic, they're high in fiber, and they're packed with antioxidants. Berries, for example, are rich in compounds that slow cancer cell growth. Pomegranates contain compounds that reduce inflammation and support mitochondrial function. This is great for cellular health. And kiwi is extremely high in vitamin C and fiber, and it supports DNA protection. They give you the sweetness without the blood sugar spike. And finally, I wash down my breakfast with, you guessed it, green tea or matcha tea. And this is a complete non-negotiable for me. Both contain EGCG, a polyphenol with extremely strong cancer-fighting properties. EGCG has been shown to slow cancer cell growth, support apoptosis, reduce inflammation, protect DNA, and support detox pathways. Amazing. And matcha contains even more EGCG because you're consuming the whole leaf. This is why I always pair my breakfast with either green tea or matcha. It's like drinking liquid anti-cancer insurance. So why does this breakfast work so well? It works so well because it gives your body exactly what it needs. Protein, which helps keep blood sugar stable. It helps reduce cravings and supports your detox pathways. Healthy fats, which reduce that inflammation, fuel your brain, and provide steady energy throughout the day. Fiber and antioxidants, which lower inflammation, support digestion, and feed your microbiome. And probiotics, which strengthen the immune system and regulate inflammation. And phytonutrients, which target cancer pathways and support cellular repair. This breakfast contains zero processed foods, no additives, no inflammatory oils, no refined sugars, just whole real foods that your body recognizes. So if there's one thing that I want you to take away, it's this. Real whole foods heal. Ultra-processed foods harm. And the first meal of your day sets the tone for your hormones, your inflammation, your metabolism, and your long-term health. This breakfast is not complicated. It's not trendy. It's not expensive. It's just real food, backed by research and deeply supportive of cancer prevention and total body healing. If you try this breakfast, send me a message. I love to hear how you feel after a week of eating it. And if you're enjoying the podcast thus far, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with somebody who could use this information. I'll see y'all soon.